Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You got him? Dana Holgerson joining us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. You out of practice?
Yeah. This is. We got report day today. Later today, as in tonight. So I figured I would come out here and see a little football, see my guy Tank Dell, and watch old man Case Keenum throw that thing around a little bit too. So little kind of day off before we get started here tonight and practice tomorrow morning.
So John and I were having a discussion about about terminology. One of the things that I don't think it's overplayed after watching quarterbacks. John thinks it's a little overplayed. Case knows the terminology from Gary Kubiak's offense, the West Coast offense. He knows that terminology from playing for Gary in Houston and the Vikings. He told somebody, I know that this offense, he knows this offense, that he thinks he's very comfortable in this offense. How hard is it, do you think, for a college player, knowing what you know about college offenses, to step into the NFL from a terminology standpoint?
Well, I definitely think there's an adjustment period. I've kidded around with Case for forever. I still think Case is going to coach at some point. It's just in his, nature. It's in his, you know, his blood, his DNA, all the rest of it. You know, a couple years ago, he came by. I go, hey, man, you still going to coach? He's like, oh, I don't know. But he did say that he had played in like 12 different offenses, so there's nothing that he hasn't seen in the NFL from learning the offense terminology. You know, obviously he's seen it all at this point. You know, then on the other hand, you got C.J. Stroud out here that, you know, he hasn't done this thing before. You know, now I do know Ohio State's, you know, it's not the old air raid where it's pretty simple, because it's a little bit more terminology based and they move people around and it's more pro style and stuff. So I do think he did have a little bit of a working knowledge on it and you know, in college at Ohio State. Say the same thing about Clayton Toon. The perception of Clayton Toon was we ran air raid offense here. Well, we did up until 3 years ago, which is when we changed everything. We started a lot of shifts. We started using a lot of motions. We expanded our route concepts. We expanded our run game. So, you know, Clayton stepping into that huddle, plus we huddled like 75% of the time. And he had very lengthy calls that he had to do, you know. So he's down in Arizona. Talked to him the other day. He goes, it's not a whole lot different, honestly. So I think college is kind of caught up a little bit to the point where we're doing things a little bit more NFL oriented.
Dana Holgerson's out of Texans practice right now. Last night, we saw you on TV at the Astros game. J.P. France, how was that popping last night?
Man, that thing comes off his hand pretty good. Not a very big guy, you know, but that was a fun atmosphere. It's really the first time I've been out there this year. I just had so much going on that I haven't been able to. But I do, as you know, John, I watch him all the time, and I was glad that he was pitching last night, just because I'd never seen him. Live, but the atmosphere was great. You know, he was playing his tail off and everything. And then they got those bats going. They really hit the ball pretty good all night. It flew right there, right to the defenders and stuff. But then they started getting it going, and obviously Yordan is a problem in the force. And when he cracked that three home run, that was a wrap.
That's so much fun. And it was even more fun because your guy Dorr, he lost. He's a big Guardian fan. So that was just awesome for me. Just a great day. Great, great day.
Guy that beat you in golf all the time.
He was all decked out in Cleveland stuff. He was down in the Diamond Club wearing the Cleveland hat, wearing the Cleveland shirt. Just completely embarrassing himself.
Embarrassing. Yes. And then, I'm so glad he got slapped.
In the Diamond Club, you shouldn't be allowed in that area at all.
With that gear on.
No,
you're a
should
bad.
Not be allowed.
You're just a bad person. You're just a bad person. That's all. So that happened. How was the? So what was the coolest thing you did this offseason?
Oh, man. I travel a lot, as you know. Probably did the normal stuff, Tulum and Cabo and down into Miami and the Keys a little bit. Pretty normal stuff. Probably the coolest thing was went out to Napa, a couple of my buddies, and, went out to Napa, one of my guys, Mr. Jason, had just bought a winery out there. So when you buy a winery, you get out there and you get a sit in the winery that you own. That's kind of cool. So we did that, had a lot of fun, ate really good, drank some really good wine, and then came back and time to get it started. The guys report tonight. I think we got a 6 o'clock team meeting. After that, I'm going to go next door and watch our basketball team scrimmage before they go to Australia for 10 days. That's one of the things that I've always been incredibly jealous of Division I basketball programs, is that foreign trip they take every 4 years just seems like an awful lot of fun. So they're scrimmaging tonight, looking forward to seeing their new players, and then they're going on their trip for 10 days, and then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. we start practice number one. So it gets really real for me tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I know Daspin said he was going over there to watch the scrimmage tonight. I think it's open to the public, isn't it, Dana?
It is. Yeah, it's free admission. Free admission, open to the public. They got some new kids, some new transfers, obviously some good returning guys. All this Big 12 stuff's fun, but it's going to get pretty real for us when we got to line up and play this one of the toughest schedules in the country, according to a lot of people, for us. And it's going to be the same thing for Calvin in basketball. I mean, they're going to be playing a Sweet 16 team every single week, it seems like, because the Big 12 is stacking up good.
Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Biggest, I don't want to say concern, but thing that you're what concentrating as you're getting ready and thinking about what you're going to do this camp, you got a new quarterback. Obviously defensively you're going to have to get a lot better. Your offensive line, you got a couple of changes there. You lost Tank. What is the thing that that maybe is most on your in the forefront for you?
Well, I just think because of all the new guys, there's competition everywhere. If you go back and look at our last two signing classes, we've brought in about 70 new guys over the last 2 years. So 70 of our 85 scholarship guys have been on the team either for their first year or going into their second year. So there's just a lot of guys. There's a lot of competition. There's not a whole lot of quote-unquote returning starters. I mean, obviously, I think Pat Paul will probably be just fine at left tackle, and Jack Freeman will be okay at center. But for the most part, there's just going to be a lot of open spots up for competition. That's going to make my job harder in camp, which I'm excited about. That's probably my biggest concern / being excited about it, is how do you watch these guys compete? They know what that schedule looks like, and it starts with UTSA. UTSA is a really good football team, and that's one. At Rice is two, and then we start Big 12 stuff after that. So the schedule is going to be incredibly challenging, but our bodies are different, and our bodies look different because we've recruited, and we've got guys that used to say, man, I love Houston so much, I just want to play in the Power 5. Well, now they say we love Houston, and oh yeah, get a play in the Power 5, and so there's no excuse not to come here.
Well, it's really interesting. Just for example, there was recently some video that came out of Deuce Vaughn, who came out of the Big 12 at Kansas State in Dallas, and he's running, and it's like, this is computer generated. There cannot be a player this small. And yet when you watch him at Kansas State, he was small in the Big 12. But I don't think people realize it's that much bigger in the NFL. It's that much bigger when you watch Georgia or Alabama take on Cincinnati, Alabama took on Cincinnati in the postseason. You do have to recruit different size and different trait players to compete in these conferences. And boy, Houston getting the Big 12 now, and you see what's happening in the Pac-12. What huge timing that was for the Cougars.
Oh, big time. Yes, big time. But we did do that size study, and we were small. So we have made a concerted effort to get bigger, which, you know, we brought in a couple of receivers that I can tell you are clearly bigger than this Tank Dell kid that I'm watching out here that they can't cover, but he does, he looks like he should be in junior high. I saw that video of the Deuce Vaughn thing, which is kind of funny, but when, you know, if you're a real player and you're a competitor, then you're going to be okay. I think Tank's going to be just fine because he's really, really, really super good at not getting hit, right? So you can be 160, 170 pounds, and that's fine. But if you're taking a beating, it's not going to be good. But he's superb at not getting hit, knowing how to get down, get out of bounds, and preserve his body.
Dana Holgorsen, you know, I don't want to say you worked harder, but I've never seen you more focused than you were this offseason. How different was this when you took West Virginia into the Big 12? How different is this job than that one was?
I think it's considerably different. That took us probably 3 years to get our feet underneath us. You know, I'm not making any projections or anything. My goal is to be competitive each and every time that we line up and play. The reason I say we're ahead of where we were there is because we have had 2 years lead-in time. I mean, basically there, it was 2 months lead-in time. In my one recruiting class of 24 people, 12 of them were committed as we were preparing to play a Big East schedule. So just having 2 years of recruiting lead-in time, you know, the staff has changed drastically over the course of 2 years. We've added people. You know, the administration gave us what we need in order to make it look like a Big 12 staff and to continue to try to make it look like a Big 12 football team. Now, as a program in general, we got a long, long, long ways to go. But our goal is to line up and be competitive, and I think this team will do that.
Let's go. It starts tomorrow. So have fun today. Maybe we'll see you out at the scrimmage, at the Fertitta Center. The basketball team going to scrimmage. What time is it, 7?
7 o'clock tonight, so come on by.
Come on. Get on out there and watch the basketball team before they head for their foreign trip. Dana, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us. Have fun out there, and get back to work.
All right. See you, guys. Appreciate it.
Go Cougs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.